This is Jordan Seculo in Washington, D.C. Obama versus the states.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live.
As governor, I feel that I have the responsibility to protect my citizens. And if the federal government's not going to do it, then we're going to step up and we're going to help them.
Well, I think it's about time, and I'm glad the Supreme Court's doing it, because here you have a state just trying to get some sanity about illegal immigration.
Get back the way you once belong. Get back, JoJo.
You would think that the Solicitor General of the United States, like in the healthcare case, they knew there would be challenges, would be involved in this litigation. That's where there's just a disconnect here. And that was one of the dangers of appointing a current Solicitor General to the Supreme Court of the United States.
Get back to where you once belong.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Eric Holder is the chief law enforcement officer in the United States, and he now is talking about the Fast and Furious in denial. I didn't know about it. I didn't read the memo. It's a habit of Eric Holder. If you recall last year when he was before our committee, he talked about how bad and unconstitutional the Arizona immigration law was, and he hadn't even read the law.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Folks, I want to take your phone calls on this. 1-800-684-3110. The bigger theme, Obama versus the states, and it may be the voter ID laws next. So where you'd have the Obama administration taking states to court over enforcing existing federal law. Remember they tried to do this with the E-Verify system that the federal government set up as a voluntary measure that companies could use, that Arizona passed a law saying any companies with more than 50 employees has to use the system, which is available by the federal government. And the Obama administration tried to say, no, that's wrong. You don't have that authority. The Supreme Court said you do. Of course, Obamacare is really Obama versus the majority of the states of the country, 26 states. That's heading to the Supreme Court in the spring, right? Early next year. Now we know Arizona, the challenge to SB 1070. And the cases, of course, arising out of Georgia, Indiana, Utah, South Carolina, Alabama. All of these will be affected by that. Two more of those are Department of Justice lawsuits. Now they're threatening voter ID laws in states. There's a question of whether or not Department of Justice will start filing lawsuits across the country about that before the election. Folks, I want to take your calls, 1-800-684-3110. My dad's going to be back on Fox News today at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time to talk about just that, the Department of Justice waging war against the states once again. That's the bigger theme. Taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. And in light of, you know, Elena Kagan recusing herself, Justice Kagan recusing herself from the Arizona case, but not Obamacare. And now there's emails coming out saying that, you know, Justice Kagan was substantially involved in cases that would be linked to the Patients Protection and Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Also, the case that's at the Supreme Court, the same term as Arizona. This is a time, an unprecedented time, really. It's Supreme Court and constitutional law where you've got two cases like this heading to the U.S. Supreme Court, and we're going to find out about both of them right before the election. I mean, just months before, you know, the summer we'll get the opinions and we'll know, do these state laws stand? Can states, when the federal government fails to do its job, states enforce federal law? Not naturalization, not decide who gets citizenship. Can they try to secure their citizens? Will the Supreme Court say yes or no? The Obama administration thinks no. They should not have that opportunity to do so. Folks, we're also going to, of course, learn about Obamacare. All of this before the election. But now we are working on the case involving Arizona. And just like Obamacare, we need you to sign the brief. We represent 59 members of Congress, including four U.S. senators. At a time when 57 members of Congress in the House of Representatives have asked for Eric Holder to resign, will you add your name to our brief? Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. I need you to add your name to the brief, because this is just as important as Obamacare. This is about securing states, securing its citizens. 877-989-2255. Will you stand with the people of Arizona as they're involved in this war? 877-989-2255.
The Supreme Court of the United States has agreed to hear a monumental case to determine whether Arizona's immigration law is constitutional. Arizona created a state law that protects its borders and citizens by targeting illegal immigration. We believe the measure is appropriate and constitutional. Now the Supreme Court will decide. The ACLJ has been involved in this fight from the very beginning, backing Arizona's measure with support from members of Congress and tens of thousands of Americans. Now that the High Court has decided to take this case, it's time to mobilize again. Stand with the ACLJ. Add your name to a critical amicus brief to be filed at the Supreme Court, a brief urging the justices to uphold the constitutionality of Arizona's immigration law, a measure that mirrors federal immigration law and incorporates federal standards. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
Question, right? Is it too fast? Is it too furious? And why the Department of Justice thinks they can get away with basically lying to Congress 10 months, you know, in separate, say, well, one statement made in December of last year, then, you know, follow that back, or February of last year, and then follow that up 10 months later saying, you know what, that wasn't true. And Arizona, who now, you know, we're focusing on them and the case going to the, you know, Supreme Court of the United States, SB 1070, which is really just trained law enforcement officials, who they get specially trained to do this, would be able to use the same tools, the same law that's available to federal law enforcement officials. Not making new law, just saying, hey, if you don't have enough officers, federal officers, why don't we train our state officers to protect our citizens? And by the way, we may need to do so more so now than ever, because Arizona is where the whole Fast and Furious program was running out of. That's where the border agent, Brian Terry, was killed. That's where the guns were being purchased. That's where the money was flowing through the DEA. That's where the ATF was sending in the straw purchasers to then get them to the Mexican drug cartels. Folks, we have got to take a stand. And part of this is saying, if you, the federal government, are going to run guns through a state like Arizona and then sue Arizona for trying to secure its citizens against those AK-47s that you bought, guess what? It's too fast, it's too furious, and your policies don't add up. It's the state, it's the citizens having to secure themselves against the federal government's bad law enforcement policies. Call now, folks. Add your name to this brief. It's at the U.S. Supreme Court. Justice Kagan has recused herself, so it's eight people on the court. Eight justices will make the decision. A tie means that Arizona's law, the injunction, stands, so it doesn't get to go into full force. So you need to call right now. This is as important as Obamacare, folks, because it impacts, will your state? You know, you may be in Georgia, Indiana, South Carolina, Utah, Alabama, and others who are looking at, you know, Texas looking at measures of what they can do, other border states, Florida, across the country. People want to be able to protect, just enforce the laws that exist against people who have committed a crime and are here illegally. And, you know, you can't even check someone's ID under the Arizona law until after they've committed a different crime. It's like if you were got pulled over for speeding and you gave them your ID, and your ID is, let's say it's Mexico. And then they say, okay, do you have any kind of documentation that you're here legally? I mean, why is that such a big deal? I mean, you know, you may have it, you may not. But I mean, that seems very, you know, it's logical to me. I want to get your name on this brief, and I want to make sure you understand it's as important, and you've got to make this. We've got to make this a big issue, folks, because these are all going to be election issues as well. Depending on how the Supreme Court comes down, the Obama administration's war against the states. Think about Obamacare, 26 states versus the federal government. Think about Arizona. It's Arizona versus the United States. The Department of Justice got enough resources, right, to go file lawsuits across the country. Now they're going to come after your voter ID laws in your states as well, it looks like. But they can't secure our borders. States want to do something about it. Arizona takes a stand. We're proud to stand with the people of Arizona and their elected officials. Let's defend this law. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. You're signing the brief going to the U.S. Supreme Court. We're going to find out about this before the election cycle. Let's get right to the phone calls. Deborah calling from New Mexico on line one. Deborah, welcome to JSecio Live.
Yes, I really believe Obama is taking away the power of the states. It's just being one thing after another. Plus, he's taking our military, not the Border Patrol, but our military off of the border. I guess it's like 1,200 or 12,000 men and women he's taking off our borders to make them open. I am just appalled by this. And he's putting a financial burden on the states now to take care of those borders when it's the Fed's job. And I saw on TV this guy from Georgia. He's a senator, I guess, or a congressman. And he did tie Fast and Furious to trying to undermine our Second Amendment rights to bear arms.
Well, I mean, listen, we know that, too. We know, Deborah, that all of this, see, this is all political. And you remember Obama sent, as you were talking about, the National Guard, 1,200 to the border. He's now pulling them off. He's reducing the forces. You're absolutely right. It's the National Guard that was sent there in response to the crisis happening. Really, it's a war in Mexico. I mean, our guns have killed at least 300 people. Our guns. How would you feel if you're Mexican and family? Our guns killed them. Guns bought with your taxpayer dollars. Let's take it another step further. He says he put the National Guard there. He's now reducing the number, so it'll go down from 1,200. You're right, Deborah. And then on Fast and Furious, and this is all about politics, which is sickening when it involves people losing their lives, they said, yeah. And then we could also tie this to putting more restrictions on long-barrel weapon sales, what they called it, in their emails. And so this will, you know, help us justify more gun restrictions. So they've got to buy and sell assault rifles with our money and give them to drug dealers, drug cartels, let's put it differently, who work with Hezbollah and Iran and Venezuela. These are well-trained. These are like paramilitary forces. That's how they're going to justify new gun restrictions. And you realize, I mean, this is, folks, if this was any other administration, especially a Republican administration doing stuff like this, yeah, he'd be resigned already. You wouldn't have to call for his resignation. Think about what happened with the Department of Justice under the Bush administration when they just fired people who ideologically disagreed with the president. And who served at the bequest of the president. You know, I mean, they were not bureaucrats who had lifetime jobs unless they did something wrong or something like that. These were people appointed by the president. And when they fired them, they said, oh, it was politically motivated. Alberto Gonzalez, the attorney general, has to resign. This is ridiculous. Now they're defending Eric Holder. So I want to hear from you. Are you going to stand with the people of Arizona who want to secure their borders from Fast and Furious, from Mexican drug cartels who want to do something to empower their law enforcement officials? So if they pull someone over for speed or there's a car accident and they're checking IDs, that at least, or they've arrested someone after a robbery or another crime, they can just check your immigration status. I mean, if you don't have a driver's license with you and you're a U.S. citizen, you're in real trouble. And foreign, I mean, if you're in Mexico, you get thrown in jail. So, I don't understand why this has to be so controversial. It's not a civil rights issue. It's not about Hispanics being targeted. And, in fact, if that was the case, you know, if this law was that, happened to, you know, play out like that, guess what? Guess what, folks? Arizona would have to pull it back. It just economically, they'd be facing so many civil rights lawsuits. Their law enforcement officers know what they can and can't do under the law, just like the federal law enforcement officials can do the same thing. But I don't hear any of the Latino rights groups speaking out about that. You need to take a stand. This has nothing to do with race or status. This is about securing citizens in a state. And a state is having to take on that role, and other states are across the country, because the federal government will not, cannot, and says they don't have enough resources. And if they don't have enough resources, why not let states step in? I mean, isn't that the purpose of the 10th Amendment, the general police powers that we talk about really being given to the states rather than the federal government? Call right now. Add your name to the brief, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We've also got a matching challenge online at ACLJ.org. That means any donation you make, you can do this by phone as well at 877-989-2255. Your gift is doubled. We have two big Supreme Court cases now, folks, next term, which is just a few months away. And all the briefing, all of that gets, you know, that's all being worked on as we speak. We represent those members of Congress. We have to work on that right now. And we need your support. You can support the ACLJ with your online donation, your financial contribution. We appreciate that. I mean, we can't do our job without all of you. And you're the reason why we're able to fight these battles, whether it's the crosses, the war on Christmas, which the atheists have totally changed the war. It may not be the companies so much anymore, but it's now the atheist new war and, you know, outrageous things there. We've got to fight all of these battles. We can only do it with your support. You can make an online donation. Your gift will be doubled. So if you give $100 to the ACLJ, it becomes $200. If you become 50, it becomes $100. $5 becomes 10. I mean, really, you can think about it in those terms. It's so we can keep fighting, so we can keep filing these briefs to the Supreme Court, so we can keep having the best lawyers and best government affairs team that we can. It's all because of you. And if you make that donation to us, your financial support would be greatly appreciated as we get closer and closer to the year's end. You can do it at ACLJ.org, be part of our matching challenge, or call now. You can do it when you sign our brief. Standing up for the people of Arizona, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Debbie's calling from Colorado on line 3. Debbie, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, and I just want to thank you guys for even existing because I think you do an awesome job, and I do support you. So,
thank you.
I wanted to comment, being in Colorado, we're considered a safe haven, and yep. I've even heard on the very radio station on Dr. Dawson's program, a half-hour program with a minister asking us to accept the situation. And obviously it's being endorsed by the radio station, so that was rather disturbing. And I'm aware of, in this state at least, at certain levels, the federal government does absolutely nothing.
Yep.
Debbie,
you're right. I mean, there is a whole debate going on within the church, and I think ministers have got to make up their own mind, you know, but we're lawyers, and we want to enforce the law. And Debbie, what you're referencing is that right now the current Department of Justice policy is that even if you do, even if ICE, so the federal agents, apprehend someone without the proper identification or who's here illegally, if they don't have a criminal record, they're released back into the general population. They're not kept in some kind of special holding area or given a quick trial to determine their status. We'll be right back. 877-989-2255. Call it.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com. The Supreme Court of the United States has agreed to hear a monumental case to determine whether Arizona's immigration law is constitutional. Arizona created a state law that protects its borders and citizens by targeting illegal immigration. We believe the measure is appropriate and constitutional. Now the Supreme Court will decide. The ACLJ has been involved in this fight from the very beginning, backing Arizona's measure with support from members of Congress and tens of thousands of Americans. Now that the High Court has decided to take this case, It's time to mobilize again. Stand with the ACLJ. Add your name to a critical amicus brief to be filed at the Supreme Court. A brief urging the justices to uphold the constitutionality of Arizona's immigration law, a measure that mirrors federal immigration law and incorporates federal standards. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Eric Holder is the chief law enforcement officer in the United States, and he now is talking about the Fast and Furious in denial. I didn't know about it. I didn't read the memo. It's a habit of Eric Holder. If you recall last year when he was before our committee, he talked about how bad and unconstitutional the Arizona immigration law was, and he hadn't even read the law.
You know, folks, this is Obama Holder versus the states, and I think that was Congressman Ted Poe, and he's absolutely right. I mean, we're talking about an administration. They don't read the laws. They then testify that they're, you know, unconstitutional, illegal. They file lawsuits against them. That was SB 1070. You get to Fast and Furious, which, by the way, is being run through Arizona. So while you're criticizing their law, Eric Holder, maybe you shouldn't be running AK-47s through the state. I mean, think about that. Border agents dead. We've got Mexican citizens killed with our guns. And not stolen, by the way. They weren't stolen. They were purchased with taxpayer dollars through the ATF, through straw people, through the DEA. The ATF then got them to the drug cartels. Folks, again, we should be outraged at this administration. All these issues kind of tie together, right? They want to take over health care. They want to say no choices on that or we'll penalize you. They want to, again, say, no, Arizona, you can't secure your citizens. Oh, and by the way, it's fine if we want to have a gun walking program. That's what's called gun walking. Why? Because you let the guns walk right into the hands of the criminals so that you can find the serial numbers after they've left the weapons at the scene of a violent crime. Well, a scene of a violent crime with an AK-47 is dead people. People are killed, and it's kind of sickening to know that at least one American and probably more has been killed, a Border Patrol agent killed with guns that we purchased that were given to the criminals. It wasn't like they stole them from someone. They got them, and they used them against us. And, oh, then we're able to track the weapons. By the way, hasn't led to a single arrest. But they'll step in to try to stop Arizona. Let's listen to Arizona's Governor Jan Brewer, bite number five, because I think she lays it out perfectly. Why did Arizona even have to enact this law?
The fact of the matter is that our border is not secure. We still are the recipients of the drug cartels and the crime that's taking place, and they have the ability to secure that border, and we are not going to be satisfied until it's done.
You know, and folks, this is why I want you to take a stand. 877-989-2255. Add your name to our brief. We really do need those names on the brief. We want you to stand with the ACLJ. You're standing with 59 members of Congress, including four U.S. senators standing with Arizona. Add your name to the brief. This is going to be due to the Supreme Court, you know, soon. So like Obamacare, we're working hard at the ACLJ. We want to get grassroots support from the American people. 877-989-2255. It doesn't cost you anything to add your name to our brief. You just call 877-989-2255. You care about standing with Arizona, who just wants to protect its citizens. When the government there, the police there, want to protect the citizens. 877-989-2255. Sergio calling from Washington State on line 6. Sergio, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hey, this is Sergio. I have no problem with the security in the border. But the thing is, if it's not racial, how come the sheriff down there is focusing more on the Hispanics, on illegal immigrants, then taking care of all those sexual abuse they were filing?
Okay, Sergio, do you know how this law works? We're talking about SB 1070. Do you know how the law works? Do you know that, by the way, a police officer cannot even go to use this law until another crime, like one you just mentioned, has occurred? They arrive on the scene and they ask for identification. Another crime has to have occurred before they can't just say, oh, well, there's someone driving down the road, they're following all the laws, it looks like, you know, they're driving the speed limit, everything's fine, oh, we're just going to check their immigration status. That's not how this law works, Sergio. Another crime has to have been committed, so you had to be in police custody for another reason. But when you're pulled over on the side of the road for speeding or a light being out or not having the right tags or license plates or you know, anything, that is, you are in police custody for that time period. And then they can ask you for identification if they have reasonable suspicion. Did you know that, Sergio?
Yes, but all the
Okay, so then why did you say that they're focusing all their time on this? Because they can't do that under the law. They can't just focus on immigration status. I mean, will you admit that you at least were mischaracterizing the role of the law enforcement officials? Because if they've got to wait to another crime has to have occurred, there has to be another reason they were even involved with the person, you know, at interest.
All over the news, they've been saying that he has over 300 cases that he didn't deal with because, you know, he was more focused on immigration.
Well, that's impossible, Sergio. I mean, there may be lots of cases involving people on, and Arizona's got a horrible situation with this. And I'm sure that there is a backlog. That's not uncommon in court. But it has nothing to do with this law, Sergio, because there's an injunction against it. So wherever you're getting your news, I suggest keep listening to us. I'm not trying to be nasty to you, but I'm not going to let, you know, misinformation get out. This law is not enforced. There's an injunction against it. So nothing is happening under this law. Thank you for your call, though, Sergio. I hope we're helping to get you informed. It has nothing to do with targeting Hispanics, by the way, folks. I mean, honestly, though, who are the majority of people crossing the border illegally? It does happen to be Hispanics at this time, but it's also terrorists. We have Hezbollah working with drug cartels. It's much bigger than a racial issue. You can't just say because the majority of the people who are committing the crime happen to be a certain, come from a certain ethnic background, that the only reason you're enacting laws is to stop, you know, is to be, you know, a violation of civil rights. We're taking your phone calls again. Call now, though. Add your name to this brief. You see why we need to. You have got to explain this issue to people. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Marlene calling from Colorado on line two. Marlene, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jay. I just am making a comment about a statement that I heard when these I'm for all people who broke the law going back to Mexico and coming across the right way. My son-in-law did it. And it was hard. It was very, very hard. And they weren't married at the time, so people think they come in because they're married. But I heard a comment, these poor kids will be separated from their parents if we send them back. You know, when people go to prison, those kids are without parents, too. In fact, we're collecting gifts for them right now. And I don't hear anything about the poor military that parents say serve 2 and 3, maybe even more terms. They're without their parents, and those people are protecting our country. So I don't feel sorry for people who break the law. They need to go back and do it the right way. It can be done.
Well, listen, listen, Marlene, I think you made a great point here. It's somehow outrageous that, you know, and if you're now your son-in-law, they were married, but a bit of a very different situation, much quicker. And you wouldn't say, oh, you get married because of that reason. That's not okay. But if you were going to marry someone from another country, you could speed up a process by doing so if you want to be able to make sure you're together and decide where you want to live. So that's part one. Part two, you're absolutely right. Remember, Mitt Romney said, yeah, if we identify these people, they should go back. They should have to apply just like everyone else. You don't come out with random quotas and, you know, ages and amounts of time you've been here versus criminal record versus what your community thinks. That's too complicated when it's clear you have violated the law. And that, you know, when you violate the law in the U.S., there has to be some kind of punishment or some kind of enforcement, or else people will continue to violate the law. And, amnesty, whatever you want to call it, it hasn't worked. It didn't work for Ronald Reagan because it wasn't followed up with border security that he was promised because that got stalled in Congress. Sound familiar? We've got a lot of phone calls coming in. If you want to hold on, we're going to start taking them on the Jordan Sekulow Show. So we've got another show coming up next 30 minutes of the broadcast. We'll take more of your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. But let me tell you right now, we want you to add your name to our brief going to the U.S. Supreme Court, defending Arizona, standing up to secure their citizens. Call now, 877-989-2255. It's a toll-free number. It's absolutely free to sign our brief, to take a stand, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. That's 877-989-2255. Get back to where you once belonged. Get back, Jojo.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.